I know the time is very brief here, and I don't want to prolong the meeting at all, but I just have a thought. Brother has been speaking on closed doors, which we have enjoyed. I've been encouraged by reading about the doors in Nehemiah 3, and I would commend this passage to every one of us. There's much teaching in the gates, the doors that are given to us in Nehemiah 3, various gates, sheep gate, fish gate, old gate, dung gate, fountain gate, valley gate, and so on. There's much teaching for our souls in these various gates. I just want to draw your attention to one gate this afternoon, chapter 3 of Nehemiah. Verse 13, the valley gate repaired Hanun and the inhabitants of Zenoa. They built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the wall unto the dung gate. Now turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 20. We have an account here of the Syrians attacking Israel. And the victory that Israel obtained on the hills. But notice in the 20th chapter in verse 28. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Well, brethren, we often are in the valleys. Well, we've been on the hills perhaps these last few days. We've been encouraged, we've been built up, exhorted, edified, comforted, but we cannot live on past experiences. I have said before that we're never more vulnerable than after a conference. We're going back into the world. There's going to be trials, there's going to be frustrations. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The Lord didn't promise us a smooth path, a bed of roses. There are difficulties to meet. We're going to go back to situations in our assemblies, perhaps in our business, in our work, that have not changed. But the Lord is the God of the valleys. It may be bereavement, it may be sickness, maybe disappointments. We're going to meet them, that's for sure. You young people may not realize as much as some of us who are older that the pathway of faith sometimes is a stormy pathway. But the Lord is there. He's the God of the valleys. And remember that we can confide in Him and find that He is sufficient for every circumstance in our lives. Is there any circumstance that may arise in your life or mine that you would say, well, it's too difficult for the Lord? Have to solve this one myself. We worry, we fret. It doesn't get us anywhere. Instead of in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. The peace of God, as our brother has spoken about, shall garrison our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's the peace of God, not there the peace with God. We do have peace with God through the finished work of Christ. The peace of God is a little different. It means when these difficulties arise, do we take them to the Lord in prayer? That's the peace of heart and mind and soul that we have when we come to Christ with the difficulties. We came to the Lord with our sins and we found Him able to meet our deepest need when we were lost and guilty on the road to hell. Now, when we have these difficulties, are we willing to bring them to the Lord in faith, confidence? They may be very beyond the reach of our fellow man. We can't even unburden our hearts to our nearest friend, but we can to the Lord. You know, we often seem to go to the Lord in emergencies, yes. When the problems are really very serious, then we turn to the Lord. Sometimes we turn to the Lord in prayer as a last resort, you know. Well, we've tried everything else, doesn't work, now let's pray about it. But that's what we should have done at the first. How often we get into difficulties because we try to solve these problems in our own wisdom and strength, and we are disappointed. Well, God is the God of valleys, brethren. Let us remember that as we go back to our assemblies, may we be encouraged by the truth that we have learned. It certainly lifts us up, refreshes us, but we need daily dependence upon the Lord in our assemblies. Month after month, that little company, that little group, maybe not a lot of gift, but the Lord is in the midst. And remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Most of us regard that as our joy. I have, and I don't object to that, but really there, it is the joy that the Lord has, His joy in seeing you present at the meetings when there is much weakness, not like a conference here in Montrose, but where there's weakness week after week, but the Lord's joy in seeing you there encourages us. The reward will be certain. Let us remember that God is a God of the valleys, and we have that resource until we no longer need the priestly work of Christ. We won't need it in glory, but we need it now, and we have it in the person of our Lord Jesus at the right hand of God.